Hello, everyone. Jesse Gasparo here. This is the Practical Christian Podcast. With me tonight are Peter Campbell.
Hey.
And Jesse Baptiste.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing
well. Good. Good.
Things are good.
So before we begin, just we've been having a little bit of technical issues. So if the audio is a little weird or there's any issues, we apologize. The question we are looking to talk about today is, what are some practical ways to deepen one's faith and connection with God? Peter, do you want to open us in prayer and then start us off?
Yeah, let's pray. Our God and Father, we are just thankful for another opportunity to have one of these podcasts. We're thankful for the many that have been able to take place so far. We thank you for the individual who would have asked this question and others who would be wondering the same thing. We just would ask for help and guidance this evening as we would take a closer look at this and really help us to understand what you would have for us. We just ask for help as this work would continue on. Thank you for your help with it so far as well. Just thank you for Jesse and Jesse, who would continue to do this too. We just ask for help and guidance now. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 So when looking at practical ways to deepen faith, I think there's some pretty straightforward answers that might seem simple, but they're all very necessary for living for Christ, living for God here on earth. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest one is kind of would be surrendering yourself to God, allowing him to take charge of your life. If that's kind of the focus and the mindset, a lot of these other things, the smaller things you might say, would kind of fall into line. So kind of having your focus and your life focused towards him in what you do, giving him that, having that assurance in yourself that he is in control, really would help the faith aspect as you would go through your daily lives, whatever your interactions might be, knowing that God has it in control. That's kind of the first step, really, in faith in general as we walk here on the scene, but kind of the background to other practical ways that this can happen.
Yeah, I think that's a helpful foundation to start with. For whoever asked this question, we all are on this path, right? There's never a point at which you reach your relationship with God is deep enough or you've arrived, right? That doesn't happen while we're living here on earth. There's always more. There's always closer. You can always get closer and closer in your relationship with the Lord. So it's a journey, right? So there's never, it's something we're all doing, and this is something that's applicable to every single person. This question, it's kind of interesting. I think we all kind of mentioned when we first heard the question, our thoughts all kind of went to the Sunday school songs that you grow up singing. And there's a lot of truth to those simple songs, even though they're simple. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. There's an honest, simple truth to that. That's something that is always helpful. And that's sort of where my mind went initially. But then I was thinking, in terms of this desire to deepen your faith and connection with God, it's a relationship, right? So I was thinking, like, how do I get closer and deeper knowledge of someone, like, for example, my wife, right? The more time I spend with her, the more time I spend communicating with her. And this is how, you know, we started out. We started out as friends, and then, you know, we were, you know, talking all the time, and we're constantly learning about each other. And the even you get married, you're learning more things about your spouse every day. I've been married with my wife years, and I'm still learning things. Maybe I'm just not retaining things, but I'm still learning things, right? So the more time you spend with that person, the more you get to know that person. And the same is true with the Lord, right? The more time we spend with God, whether that's reading his word, that's in prayer, that's in spending our time with him and in his things, you're going to learn more of him and grow closer to him through knowledge of him.
Yeah, I think, yeah, as you said, it's like if you're in a relationship with somebody, you want to know that person more intimately. And it reminded me of the Apostle Paul. He says, that I may know him. You know what I'm saying? That was his desire. His desire was that he may know him, that he wanted to even know about the sufferings of Christ. He wanted to know, you know, it's something that as you grow in that relationship, you have a hunger to spend time with that person. And the Lord Jesus Christ wants to spend time with us. If you look in his word, he says, abide in me. He talked about, you know, that those we love, he wants them to be with him. That was in John 17. When you think about, you know, he said in John 10, he talks about, you know, my sheep know my voice, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, he wants to know us in an intimate way, but how do we do that in a practical way? It's spending time with him. I mean, it's how do we spend time with him? All throughout the scripture, it talks about it, prayer without ceasing. You know, it's a constant relationship with him, but it's also being in the mindset of always knowing that he's with us, right? That his presence is with us. And so if you think about that, if you're with somebody all the time, you start to have their mind, you start to know how they think, you start to know their thoughts. And that's how, you know, even the disciple who lay on his breast, John, right? Disciple whom the Lord Jesus Christ loved. When he lay on his breast, the other disciples ask him who's going to be the one to betray him, because he was in proximity. He was laying on his breast. Is that when you're in proximity with the Lord, you know his thoughts, you know his mind. You know what I'm saying? You know what's going on. And so I think that's something that we have to, you know, we have to hone in on. How do we get closer to him? How do we, you know, abide in him? Some practical ways in doing that.
Yeah, I think you guys are hitting it right on the head that it is a relationship. So we can take it as a picture of, you know, other relationships we've had, but really this relationship is different than others that we are in as well, right? He won't fail us. He should always have our trust because he won't fail us. So as we learn more and more about him, and as we get closer to him, we kind of are in tune with what the Lord would have for us, whether it's reading or praying, constant communication. As you get to know someone also, you can rely on them more, you can trust them more. Whereas maybe some of the other relationships you might have, you can kind of tell over time, hey, maybe this person isn't always going to follow through. Maybe they are very nice to a certain point, but when things get tough, they might seem distant or something like that. But the Lord will prove every time when we're going through tough times, through times that may seem like there is no getting out of it, we can trust him more. Think of the disciples when they were in the ship with the Lord, right? He says to them, why are you so fearful? Where is your faith? Something to that effect.
Yeah.
So as we get closer to him and truly start to understand, I mean, we're still going to be learning, like Jesse said, but as we truly get closer to him with communication and understanding him in this relationship, we will find that we can trust him more and more, and that's where that faith comes in. When times get tough and other things seem to stand in our way, we can rely on him even more.
Yeah, it's the building up, the deepening your faith. It's an ongoing active process, right? It's not a passive thing. It requires effort on our part to, kind of increase in our connection and understanding of who God is and learning more of him. It's not just something that we just kind of absorb and get. And I'm thinking of Jude, right? Jude verse 20, it says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." And so there's that aspect of like, this is something that you are doing. This is something that's like a work that is, continuing. You're building yourselves up on your most holy faith. And he mentions prayer. He mentions keeping yourselves in the love of God, and looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you have this aspect of like, there's things that we can actively be doing. And the thing that, that makes me think of is there's things in the New Testament we're told to pursue, right? The Apostle Paul has this for Timothy a few times, pursue righteousness and faith. And he has that, that's in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 22, he says, flee youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, right? So we're given things that we are told to actively pursue, to pursue those things, to pursue those qualities, to pursue things that are of those qualities, right? That's in Philippians, right? Whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things, those are the things you think about. And by like, what are all these things? Like, what's the value in these things? These are things that have characteristics that are of God, right? That are holy. These have characteristics that are good and pure. And so those are things that we should be kind of pursuing. And there's also, our faith and our journey isn't one that we take alone, right? Like, we have fellow believers. And it's important not only to read your Bible, to be in prayer, to have time with God, but to spend time with others who are also, pursuing the same things as you. That's also going to help build up your faith because you're going to build yourselves up. You're going to encourage each other. You're going to help one another to grow. And that's also a huge thing, right? Like, he told Timothy, pursue these things with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, right? So there's a community aspect to this, right? I'm looking to grow in my faith, but it requires not just myself, but to surround myself with fellow believers who are also on that same path.
Yeah, I mean, as we talk about relationship, it's also very, so if you're in one side relationship, right, you always want to please that person, or that you want to know that that person at least knows that you love them, right? And I know we have the practical things as reading the word and praying, and you're talking about spend time with others. But one of the practical things is also obeying what he says in his word. I mean, he says in John 14, he says, and I think verse 21, it says that if you do my commandments, it says, those who love me keep my commandments, right? And so it's something that if we want to please the person who we're in relationship with, we want to do things that are pleasing to him, pleasing to them, right? And so this is one of the things that we can do practically. We can obey his word. right? I mean, you know, it's shunning the things that are against his word. I mean, it's standing on the word of God and saying, you know, I want to please, because these are instructions that he gave us, right? And so that's one of the ways that we can, that a practical way that we can show, we can grow in deeper appreciation for the Lord by following his commandments. Another way is serving others, right? He wants us to love people the way that he loved, that he loves us and that he loved others, right? And that's another practical way that we can grow deeper in appreciation, is that, you know, we can serve others, right? I mean, he came here to serve. He was a servant, right? You know what I'm saying? And in Philippians chapter 2, it says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, that we have to have that same mindset, that the humbleness, that way to serve and to go after people. And so these are some, you know, for me, this is some practical ways I feel that we can grow in a deeper relationship or appreciation for the Lord in our relationship, is by obeying his word, serving others. And then also, I mean, just thinking about this now, is having gratitude, right? Everything we have, he has given us, right? You know what I'm saying? Everything we have, he has given us. And so if we look at it from that mindset, that we should live in gratitude and thankfulness and saying, look, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what I have. You know, all these things we have is because he's blessed us, right? And so I think we think of it that way too. You know, that can help us grow in appreciation. Like, look, this person, he loves me so much. He gave me this car, or he gave me this job, or he gave me this food I just ate, right? Everything we have is because of that he's given us. And I think if we have that mindset, we say, wow, you know, we have a good Savior.
Yeah, and I think as we talk about deepening faith and deepening a connection, I just have this image of a deep sea diver going down into the ocean, right? And as they get down, it gets that much more difficult to keep going. There's all these pressures and all these things that mount, in the example, all this pressure of the water underneath or above them, pushing down on them, and the dangers that would come. So as we seek to deepen, I mean, to have the faith to become saved, to become Christians, that is one thing. But I think a lot of times deepening it can be difficult in itself. Continuing to search out the Lord in all things, continuing to put him first, have that mindset, right? There can be times where all these practical things, reading and praying, can become a routine, for example, where we're doing them, but really it's kind of, maybe in our minds, it's something we just do every day and kind of check that box. It could become like that. But really to deepen it is to kind of continue to have this new, to continue looking, and having this gratitude over and over, having this desire over and over, to really live these principles out. So I say that in terms of practical things, there are these simple practical things like reading and praying, but we really have to have them be useful for us, have them be something that we can take and gain from, rather than letting them just become these boxes we check, because in the end, these aren't practical things anymore. These are kind of habits that we have, or maybe they get degraded in that way. So as we continue on in our pathway as believers, there's really this continual kind of soul searching that we have to do to keep moving in that direction, to not allow these practical things, fellowshipping with other believers and things like that, they can come become kind of desensitized to them if we aren't just continuing to search ourselves and understand kind of the purpose behind it and really to seek that relationship, putting him first.
Yeah, that's good. It's always a challenge, right? Like, this isn't Sometimes you read the question initially and you're like, oh, this is a, it's a simple question with so much depth to it. and so you're like, oh, that one shouldn't be too tough to have a conversation about. And then the more you sit and think about it, you're like, well, this actually is pretty challenging. And so it's so often we fall into habits, right? And sometimes we could spend time in prayer and spend time in the word, and you're not actually getting anything. You're just, like you said, checking the box. But that's the challenge that we have here. And this is one of the things that's important is to want to have the desire to grow, to go deeper. Right? It's not enough to have that superficial relationship. Like we want to, Paul said it, I want to know him. Like, and I think there's, you know, you see in the Gospels, they said, Lord, where do you abide? Where do you live? And he said, come and see, right? They had a desire and the Lord was like, he's like, come and see. Right. And then you have, you know, the Lord says in Revelation, like, I'm knocking at the door. And if you open the door, I will come in and I will dine with you. And so like, there's a genuine desire on the Lord's part for us to just let him in, and for us to like have that open door and that open communication. And he wants to show us, you know, and he wants to reveal himself more to us. And that requires like us wanting that, right? Yeah. So we also, you know, it's like Paul wasn't satisfied with the amount that he knew the Lord, and he wrote like how much of the New Testament, right? He's responsible for so much doctrine and so much like truth we have on Christ. And he wasn't satisfied with what he knew. And so that's like a challenge for us, right? Am I satisfied with how much I know the Lord, how much I know God, how much I know him as my Father, how much I know the Lord Jesus? Like the answer should be no, I'm not. And I want to go deeper. And so that's something I think, you know, the moment we lose that desire, we're going to fall into routine. We're going to fall into a rut, you know, and maybe you're still reading your Bible, but you're just like, your brain is turned off when you're reading it. And you got to the end of the chapter, or however much you read, and just don't remember any of it. And like, that's not going to get you deeper. You know, and maybe you're praying at night, but you fall asleep halfway through. And I'm pointing the finger at myself for that stuff too. You know, or you're just praying out of routine, or when you know, there's an issue. That's also not deepening. You know, you don't just learn about the Lord through crisis, which, you know, we do learn lessons during difficult times, but that shouldn't be the only time we're praying, right? It's something that we should be perpetually doing, but perpetually doing with conviction.
Yeah, it happens. We're human beings. I mean, we are going to go through times when we're going to go through every relationship we have, that we have times where it's, you know, we have to put in more effort, or we have to reassess and say, you know, what am I really bringing into this relationship or something like that. And it's never on the Lord's part, right?
Right.
That
right.
is an issue. He died. He gave his life. You can't show more love than that. Right. And so I think of Peter in the Bible. When the Lord approached him, he says, do you love me? Right? He never had to ask, do you know that I love you? He said, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And that's the thing, is that we have to always, am I doing this because I love the Lord? We have to really do soul searching and say, you know, Lord, I feel like my relationship with you is waning, right? You could pray and say, Lord, you know, help me bring back that hunger when I first got saved. You know, he can do that, right? I mean, you know, he went and saw Peter where he was, and he says, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? A couple weeks later, Peter saved 3,000 people, you know, saying by preaching, right? That's what he can stir up that in your heart, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, and he's always seeking you. As you said, he's knocking, He's always trying to seek us out. It's us sometimes with the cares of life, with things that are going on. We kind of like, you know, go ebb and flow, but he's mm-hmm. always seeking out to us. He's always trying to reach out to us. Another instance is Daniel. We were just doing in our Bible study, and Daniel was praying. He's worried about the visions that he's having and these thoughts. And as he's praying, God sends an angel and he tells Daniel, I love you. That you're beloved. Daniel, I love you. And now he's always trying. We just have to, it's our side that sometimes we don't feel that, because we're trying to run away, we're trying to do different things in relationship, and it happens, right? I'm not gonna say that doesn't happen. That happens in all of our lives. But the Lord is always reaching out to us. He always wants us to remind us that he loves us. You know, that's why we remember him. That's why we do all these things, because he always wants us to remember how much he loves us. And I think that if we come to that realization, we will grow deeper. But also, I think we have to pray and sometimes say, Lord, give me that hunger. Give me that hunger when I first got saved. I remember when I first got saved, I was on the street handing out tracts. I was like 7 years old. I was like, I want to tell everybody. I want everybody to know, right? But as you start to go a job, you have kids, you have things, it's like, you know, sometimes you wonder, like, if I tell this person, you know, how would that affect you? You start to think all these different thoughts and things and stuff like that. But we have to get back to that hunger when we first got saved, that we didn't care. We just were happy we're in this relationship with somebody. And that's what happened when you first got married, right? We were all married. When you first got married, you don't care. Like I didn't even know how I was going to live, how I was going to make money. I was like, I love this woman. We get married. I mean, you're not worrying about anything, right? You just focus mm-hmm. on that. But then things come in. Oh, we got to get a house. We got to get a job. We're having kids. So then things start to, relationships start to think. But, you know, you have to work and keep in that love and continue to remind you what brought me here. What brought us to the Lord is what brought us to the Lord is his love for us, right? We have to keep on remembering about that.
Yeah, I think you hit on the last point I was going to hit. Kind of if we're going to be deepening our connection with God and our faith, there, if we're in tune as we should be, there would be an outpouring of it that others could see also, right? Others who were on this journey with, others who might not know the Lord, there would be this it would be evident in our lives as well. But I mean, of course, that is easier said than done. And it is a journey, as we've been saying, but really to continue on and to just get deeper and grow spiritually in ourselves, it is a challenge and something we should consciously be thinking about as we would go about our day. Again, not to let it become just something that we have to do, something that we're just doing out of habit, of course, but to practically desire to get closer to the Lord. And again, it does go back to reading and praying, but really trying to understand more closely what the Lord would have for us. I think it's a very helpful question and topic, and something we can all just it'll resonate with each one of us too.
Definitely. When you were talking about marriage, Jesse, that hit home. There's times where Pauline and I've had conversations with, like, just with what's going on in our lives, you know, different things. Sometimes it's like, it feels like we're roommates, right? And we're not like a married couple, because we're just kind of, there's so much going on. And so you kind of have to like reset and like reestablish, like, no, we're not prioritizing the relationship. And we're getting distracted by all the other things, all the other chaos that's happening in the house. And there's all these projects, the kid, everything, you know. So it just, sometimes you got to reset and reestablish, like, what am I prioritizing? Am I prioritizing this relationship that should be the most important thing in my life? And now I'm talking about not just your like marriage, but this is your relationship with the creator of the universe, you know? So am I prioritizing that? And I'm asking this question, like, I'm pointing it to me, like, is that what matters to me? And then we need to reset. And the other thing to just to encourage, right, we're all moving forward with this, but how does our deeper faith, how does our deeper connection with him manifest, right? Because it's not enough, like, I'm thinking of James, right? Faith without works, you know, you can say you have faith, you can say you have a deep faith, but if it's not manifested in works for him and living for him, and, you know, then what does it mean? And that's going to be an evidence that your faith is growing and deepening, is you're doing more for him. You're serving yeah. him. You're using the gifts that he gave you, right? He gave each of us something. Yeah. So you're going to be using that gift for him. And so that's the challenge. And that's going to be sort of the, you know, the benchmark. That's going to be the, what proves the deepening of your faith and relationship with him, is that you're more active in service for him. Yeah. Just want to thank both of you for taking the time to come on and help with this question. Also really grateful to whoever asked this question. It's super needful for all of us. And everything I think we could all say, everything we're saying to ourselves first. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, this is all, like, it's good to be reminded of this and to be encouraged to challenge ourselves. Am I growing in my faith? Is that it's something that should be constantly happening, right? We shouldn't stagnate. We shouldn't be, we're not fully grown spiritually speaking. Yep. So, it's super helpful, and we're grateful for the questions. Please, keep submitting questions. We really appreciate it. Keep praying for us. We really appreciate it. You know, we're grateful for your prayers and support, and we would ask, you know, just keep doing it. And just thank you guys once again. We really appreciate the time you both took tonight to help. God bless everyone. Sure.